I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
This episode is designed to serve as a companion piece to True Philippine Ghost Stories Book 2 and its narrative. It aims to enrich the experience of the original work without infringing upon any copyrights held by Jonathan Celeste or the publisher. We have taken care to respect the intellectual property rights associated with the book, ensuring this content aligns with the spirit of the original material while adhering to legal standards. Welcome, brave listeners, to a brand new season of the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. I'm Mark, and tonight we open the door to a story that blurs the line between the world of the living and the shadows beyond. Imagine this. It's the middle of the night. You wake up, groggy and heavy-headed. The world outside your window silent except for the soft hum of city lights. You make your way to the bathroom, thinking it's just another routine moment in the safety of your own home, but suddenly in the dim light you see someone who should not be there, someone you love but who lives far, far away, and then, right before your eyes, they vanish into thin air. This is not just any ghost story. This is the bathroom ghost. From True Philippine Ghost Stories, Book 2, by Jonathan Celeste. Tonight's tale takes us deep into the heart of Filipino folklore, where the spirit world is never far from our own, and fear is often mixed with love, longing, and the strange power of the unknown. Why do stories about ghosts in the bathroom scare us so deeply? Maybe because the bathroom is the most private place in our homes, the one spot where we are most vulnerable, where we least expect to find the supernatural. In Filipino culture, the bathroom is sometimes believed to be a gateway, a place where spirits linger, drawn by water and solitude. But the fear goes even deeper. Across the world, people have shared legends of seeing loved ones just before or after death appearing in the quiet moments of night. Is it a warning, a farewell, or something else entirely? Before we dive into tonight's journey, let me set the scene. We'll explore the story of Marie, a young woman with a special gift, or perhaps a curse. She can see what others cannot, just like her mother before her. One night, alone in a condo, Marie's life changes forever after a chance encounter with a visitor from beyond. We'll walk through every moment, every chill, and every question that lingers when the ordinary suddenly turns supernatural. Along the way, I'll share my own thoughts, ask what you would do in her place, and dig into the roots of why such stories keep us awake at night. As we begin, I want you to think about this. Thank you. if you could see spirits, would you want to? Or would you rather remain in the safety of not knowing? I am Mark, and you are listening to the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. Our story tonight is not just about fear, but about family, mystery, and the thin veil that separates the living from those who have passed on. It's about the ways we deal with loss, the messages we might receive from the other side, and the power of a gift that is both wonderful and terrifying. In this episode, we'll walk through the corridors of Marie's life, hear her thoughts, and feel her fear as she discovers the true cost of seeing the unseen. We'll also explore the cultural roots of her experience, drawing connections between Filipino beliefs and the universal fear of what lurks just out of sight. So, as we begin this chilling tale, I invite you to turn off the lights, settle in, and let your imagination wander. Who knows? Maybe you'll find that the most haunted places are not old mansions or dark forests, but the familiar rooms of our own homes. But don't worry, you're not alone. I'll be right here with you, every step of the way. Now let's step into the shadows and discover the story of the bathroom ghost. Let's travel back to the heart of Metro Manila, to a quiet, unassuming condominium building, a place where hundreds of stories unfold every day, most of them ordinary, some of them extraordinary. In one of these rooms, on the third floor, lives Marie. She's like many young professionals in the city, hardworking, independent, juggling the demands of office life with the challenges of living alone. But Marie is different. She carries a secret she didn't choose, a gift passed down from her mother, the gift of the third eye. For some, this might sound fascinating, even exciting, the idea of glimpsing the spirit world. But for Marie, it's a daily burden. She never knows when she'll see something that shouldn't be there. She never knows when the veil will lift, revealing sights that would terrify most of us. Picture her apartment, a cozy studio on the third floor, filled with the softness of city light filtering through the curtains. There's a small living room with a well-loved sofa, a compact kitchen, a neat bathroom, and a single bed where Marie tries to find rest from the busy world outside. To her, this space is both sanctuary and stage, a place where the ordinary and the extraordinary collide. Marie's mother also has the sight. In their family, it's the women who inherit this ability, while the men remain blissfully unaware of the spirits that move around them. It's a lineage that binds mother and daughter, but also sets them apart from everyone else. On this particular day, Marie wakes up with a blinding headache, the kind that feels like someone is drilling right into her skull. She's no stranger to migraines, but this one is worse than usual. She decides to call in sick and spends the day buried under her blankets, the world outside fading into a haze of pain and sleep. As the sun sets and the city below her window comes alive with the sounds of traffic and distant music, Marie drifts in and out of dreams. She doesn't eat, doesn't leave her room, doesn't check her phone. She feels completely alone, wrapped in the heavy silence of her studio. But the silence is deceiving. In stories like these, silence is never empty. It's a waiting room for something else, something just out of sight. At some point in the night, Marie doesn't remember what time it was. Nature calls. She stirs, half asleep, and pads quietly to the bathroom. The apartment is dark, but she knows every inch of it. The cool tiles under her feet are a comfort. She finishes her business and heads back to bed, ready to disappear once more into sleep. But as she passes the living room, something catches her eye. A movement, barely there, on the edge of her vision. She turns. There, sitting on her sofa, is an old woman. The figure is wrapped in a white towel, tied at the chest like she's just stepped out of the shower. She's drying her hair with another towel, her movements calm and unhurried. For a moment, Marie's mind struggles to make sense of what she's seeing. Is she dreaming? Is this a memory? The woman looks familiar, so familiar that Marie's heart skips a beat. It's her favorite aunt, the one who lives in Davao, the one she hasn't seen in years. How did her aunt get here? All the way from the southern islands to this small condo in the heart of Manila. Was Marie so exhausted that she didn't hear her come in? The questions tumble through her mind, one after another, but none of them make sense. She's about to call out, "Auntie, how are you?" when the woman turns her head. Their eyes meet. In that instant, Marie knows something is terribly, terribly wrong. The old woman begins to fade. Slowly, her form dissolves into smoke, drifting up and away until there's nothing left but empty air. Marie stands frozen, every hair on her body standing on end. She wants to scream, but the sound catches in her throat. Was it a dream, a vision, or something worse? A sign that something terrible has happened. In Filipino culture, seeing a ghost is often a warning, a message from beyond. Sometimes it's the spirit of a loved one saying goodbye. Sometimes it's a sign of unfinished business. Marie's fear turns to panic. She runs to her room and grabs her phone, dialing her mother's number with trembling fingers. When her mother answers, there's a strange calm in her voice, as if she already knows what Marie is about to say. Marie pours out the story, stumbling over her words, desperate for an explanation. When she's finished, her mother tells her the news she's been dreading. Her favorite aunt passed away just hours ago, far away in Davao. Marie breaks down, her tears filling the empty room. She hadn't seen her aunt in years, and now she never would again. This is just the beginning of Marie's ordeal. In the days that follow, the strange and the supernatural become a part of her daily life. The line between reality and the spirit world grows thinner and thinner. As we move deeper into the story, I want you to ask yourself, if you were in Marie's position, if you saw a loved one appear in your home only to learn they had died far away, how would you react? Would you be comforted or terrified? This story comes from True Philippine Ghost Stories, Book 2, pages 5 to 8, a collection that has become a classic in Filipino horror. As we move forward, keep in mind the unique blend of fear, love, and mystery that makes stories like this so powerful. Next, we'll follow Marie as she faces even more chilling encounters, and we'll explore the deeper meaning behind what she sees. Marie's life, already marked by the strange inheritance of her third eye, takes a darker turn after her aunt's ghostly visit. The days blur together, filled with the routine of office work and the exhaustion of grief. She can't shake the memory of her aunt fading into smoke, and every time she closes her eyes, she wonders if she'll see her again. Filipino culture is rich with stories of spirits returning to say goodbye. Some believe that a loved one's soul lingers for a time after death, visiting those they cared about in life. It's a comforting thought, but also a frightening one. What if the visit isn't peaceful? What if the spirit brings a message that cannot be ignored? Marie tries to return to normal, but normal has changed. She goes to work, answers emails, sits through meetings, but she feels a coldness lurking at the edges of her world. She starts coming home late, hoping exhaustion will keep the spirits at bay. 3 days after her aunt's funeral, Marie's fears become reality once more. It's a typical evening. The city outside is alive with lights and noise, but inside her apartment, everything's quiet. She unlocks her door, ready to drop her bag and collapse into bed. But as she steps inside, she notices something strange. A flutter of movement in the air. 3 butterflies... large, bright brown, their wings shimmering in the dim light, float out of her room. At first, Marie is startled. It's rare to see butterflies indoors, especially at night, in the middle of the city. But in Filipino folklore, butterflies are not just insects. They are believed to be the souls of the departed, visiting the living to say goodbye or to deliver a message. The sight of 3 butterflies together is especially significant. For Marie, the meaning is clear. Her aunt is not alone. A cold shiver runs down her spine. She feels a presence in the room, something watching her, waiting. The butterflies hover near her head, their wings beating softly. Suddenly, the air grows colder and Marie feels as if she's not alone. She thinks of her family, her aunt, her uncle, her father, all gone. Could these butterflies be their spirits come to visit her one last time? Filipino beliefs about the spirit world are deeply rooted in history. Long before the arrival of Spanish colonizers, indigenous Filipinos believed in a world filled with spirits, ancestors, nature spirits, and restless souls, and the line between the living and the dead was thin, and rituals were performed to ensure the peace of those who passed on. Today, these beliefs live on in stories, superstitions, and everyday rituals. Many still say a prayer or leave an offering when a loved one dies, hoping to ease their journey to the afterlife. Some families open all the windows and doors during a wake, allowing the spirit to leave the house. Others avoid sweeping the floor at night, fearing they might disturb a visiting soul. Marie knows all these stories. She's lived with them her whole life. But knowing doesn't make it any less frightening. As the butterflies circle her, the air in the apartment grows thick. Marie feels a heaviness pressing down on her chest. The lights flicker. Then, out of nowhere, smoke begins to swirl in the middle of the room. Slowly, the smoke takes shape. First a vague outline, then the unmistakable form of a woman. Marie's heart pounds in her chest. She wants to run, to hide, but her legs feel like stone. The figure becomes clearer, her features familiar. It's her aunt, the same as before. Wrapped in a towel, her hair still damp, her eyes filled with sadness. Before the figure can fully materialize, Marie snaps into action. She slams the door shut, locking out the apparition. She dives into bed, pulling the covers over her head, hoping the spirits will leave her in peace. She lies there shaking, listening to the silence. Outside, the city moves on, unaware of the drama playing out in her tiny apartment. This is the reality of having a third eye. For Marie, the world is never truly empty. The spirits of the past are always close, waiting for the right moment to appear. It's easy to see why stories like this have such a hold on our imaginations. The fear of seeing a ghost, especially one you love, is both terrifying and heartbreaking. It's a reminder that death is never far, that the people we lose never really leave us. But there's another side to this story, a side that speaks to the strength of family, the power of memory, and the courage it takes to face the unknown. Filipino families are known for their closeness, their deep bonds that stretch across generations. Even in death, those bonds are not easily broken. The spirits of the past linger, watching over the living, guiding them in times of need. Marie's story is a perfect example of this. Her aunt's visit is both a warning and a blessing, a chance to say goodbye, to find closure, even if it comes in the most frightening way possible. As we move into the next part of our episode, we'll take a closer look at the techniques that make this story so effective. We'll explore the ways in which fear, love, and culture come together to create a narrative that is both chilling and deeply moving. But for now, let's pause and imagine ourselves in Marie's shoes. Would we be able to face the spirits of our past? Or would we run, as she did, seeking safety in the familiar comfort of our beds? Let's step back and look at what makes the bathroom ghost such an effective and memorable story. First, let's talk about the narrative techniques used by Jonathan Celeste in the original story, as well as how these techniques tap into universal fears. The story is told from a close personal perspective. We see everything through Marie's eyes, her confusion, her fear, her longing. This makes the supernatural events feel immediate and real. By focusing on Marie's daily routine, waking up, dealing with a headache, walking to the bathroom, the story lulls us into a sense of security. Then it shatters that security with the sudden appearance of the ghost. This contrast is a classic technique in horror storytelling. The ordinary is interrupted by the extraordinary, making the supernatural seem even more terrifying. It's not just a ghost in an old abandoned house. It's a ghost in your living room, on your sofa, in your bathroom, places you consider safe. The story also uses suspense to great effect. We're never quite sure what's going to happen next. Is the ghost going to speak? Is it trying to deliver a message? Or is it something more sinister? Every moment is filled with tension, drawing the reader, or in our case, the listener, deeper into the mystery. Now, let's talk about the cultural context. In Filipino culture, as in many cultures around the world, the spirit world is never far from our own. Stories of ghosts, spirits, and supernatural encounters are passed down from generation to generation. They're a way of making sense of the unknown, of dealing with grief, and of expressing hopes and fears. The belief in the third eye. The ability to see spirits is especially strong in the Philippines. It's seen as both a gift and a curse, something to be respected and feared. People who possess this ability are often consulted in times of trouble, but they're also sometimes shunned or misunderstood. The story of Marie and her aunt fits into a long tradition of tales about loved ones appearing after death. In many Filipino households, it's common to hear stories about a relative appearing in a dream, or a butterfly or a bird visiting soon after a funeral. These experiences are seen as messages from the other side, signs that the departed are at peace, or that they have unfinished business. But these beliefs are not unique to the Philippines. Across the world, in cultures as diverse as Mexico, Japan, and Ireland, people tell similar stories. The details may differ, but the themes are the same. Love, loss, fear, and the hope that there is something more beyond death. Let's also consider the psychological aspects of the story. Seeing a ghost is, at its core, an encounter with the unknown. It forces us to confront our deepest fears, not just of death, but of being alone, of losing those we love, of facing things we cannot understand. For Marie, her gift isolates her. She can see what others cannot, and that sets her apart from the people around her. This is a common theme in stories about the third eye. The ability to see spirits is both a connection to the past and a barrier to living fully in the present. But there's also a sense of comfort in the story. Marie's aunt appears not to frighten her, but to say goodbye. The butterflies, the smoke, the gentle presence, all suggest that the boundary between life and death is not as rigid as we might think. When we compare this story to other tales of the supernatural, both in the Philippines and around the world, we see common patterns: the appearance of a loved one after death, the use of animals as messengers, the idea of unfinished business. These are all tropes that appear again and again because they speak to universal human experience. But the bathroom ghost also stands out for its emotional depth. It's not just a story about fear. It's a story about love, about the bonds that connect us even after death, and about the courage it takes to face the unknown. As a storyteller, I find myself drawn to the way the narrative balances horror with humanity. The scares are real, but they're grounded in emotion. We care about Marie. We feel her fear, her sadness, her longing for connection. That's what makes the story linger long after the last page or the last word. Personally, the image that stays with me is that of the three butterflies hovering in the dim light. It's a symbol of hope, of peace, even in the midst of fear. It reminds us that the people we love are never truly gone. They remain with us in memories, in dreams, and sometimes in ways we can't explain. So if you're listening tonight and you've ever felt the presence of someone you've lost, know that you're not alone. Stories like this remind us that the line between worlds is thin, and that love can cross any boundary. As we come to the end of tonight's episode, it's time for our traditional star rating. For The Bathroom Ghost, I give this story a solid 4.5 out of 5 stars. Why such a high rating? Let me explain. First, the story's atmosphere is incredible. Jonathan Celeste does a masterful job of building tension, using ordinary settings to create extraordinary fear. The use of the bathroom, a place of privacy and vulnerability, makes the ghostly encounter even more chilling. Second, the emotional depth sets this story apart. It's not just about being scared, it's about the pain of loss, the hope for connection, and the courage to face the unknown. Marie's journey is one that resonates with anyone who has ever lost someone they love. Third, the cultural context adds richness and meaning. The story draws on Filipino beliefs and traditions, weaving them seamlessly into the narrative without ever feeling forced. It's a reminder that our fears and our hopes are shaped by the stories we inherit. Of course, no story is perfect. There are moments when I wish we could have learned more about Marie's relationship with her aunt or about the history of her family's gift. But maybe that mystery is part of what makes the story so powerful. Sometimes the things we don't know are the things that linger longest in our minds. Now, let's look ahead. In our next episode, we'll be exploring another tale from the pages of True Philippine Ghost Stories, one that takes us deep into the mountains, where ancient spirits guard forgotten secrets. If you thought tonight's story was chilling, wait until you hear what's coming next. But before we go, I want to hear from you. Have you ever experienced something you couldn't explain? Have you ever felt the presence of someone you loved, even after they were gone? Share your stories with us. You can write to us, leave a comment, or send us a voice message. Your stories are what make this podcast special. And who knows, maybe your experience will be featured in a future episode. Let's take a moment to reflect on the lessons of tonight's story. First, it reminds us that the boundaries between worlds are thin. The people we love never truly leave us. They linger in memories, in dreams, and sometimes in the quiet moments when we least expect it. Second, it shows us the strength of family, the power of tradition, and the importance of facing our fears. Even when the unknown feels overwhelming, we are never truly alone. Finally, it asks us to be open to the mysteries of life. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, there is something powerful about the stories we tell, the way they help us make sense of the world, the way they connect us to each other, and the way they remind us that love is stronger than fear. As we close tonight's episode, I leave you with this question. If you could send one message to someone you've lost, what would it be? And if they could answer, what do you think they would say? Thank you for joining me on this journey into the unknown. I hope you found it as thrilling, moving, and thought-provoking as I did. Remember, the world is full of mysteries, some waiting to be solved, others waiting to be experienced. I am Mark, and this is the True Philippine Ghost Stories podcast. Until next time, keep your eyes open, your mind curious, and your heart brave. The stories are out there waiting for you to listen. Good night and sweet dreams wherever you are.